Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got Chanel West Coast here with us.
Woo! What's up, girl? What's up? How are you?
Look at that. We love your bedroom.
Your boom boom room.
Yeah, it's the light. Honestly, it's the neon light. Neon lights just make any room way cooler.
I'm going to remember that. What would my neon light say? Open.
Eat the pussy up.
Open.
Oh, that's a good one. I feel like you got fishnets on right now. Like when I don't know, for some reason. Do you? In red heels or something.
I feel like she has on a thong and that's it. And
it's right.
She stood up.
I got jeans on.
Okay.
Now, how has COVID been treating you? Just to fill us in on what you've been doing and making sure you're good and your family's good.
Thank you. You know, I'm in LA, so it's definitely really crazy out here. It's very strict. And for filming, you know, I got to get tested a lot. So, I got a Q-tip up my nose. but yeah, you know, I'm staying safe and following the precautions and, you know, doing what I got to do.
Is this filming for Ridiculousness or is this filming for Love and Hip Hop? Cause child,
I'm not gonna do that again. And I don't even know how are they even gonna film during a pandemic? Like, there's definitely gonna be no fighting. You can't.
They started already in Atlanta. They fighting and filming.
Oh, they're not doing that. I'm like, there's no way they could film here in LA. Like, that's just.
What the hell made you do that show? Because I don't see you on that show at all. Like,
my boy Chauncey, who I went to high school with, he was like working with some people on the show, and he was like, you know, because you know he knows me like from high school, and like, you know, a lot of people don't really get to know like the real me from like TV, you know, Ridiculousness or whatever. I'm a host on a show, so it's not really about me and my life or whatever. And he was like, yo, you need to do Love and Hip Hop. People need to like get to know the real you. And unfortunately, I didn't know how much they wouldn't get to know the real me. It's they really spin things around. And I love it that they show my music a lot, because I was so grateful for that, like, mm-hmm. to show all the music looks. But I don't like the drama. I'm a chill person, you know? And, like, I felt like it was a lot of, like, here, do you want to drink while you wait to film this scene? so I felt like it was a lot of, you know, like, setting up drama. And I'm just not really into that shit.
So you were having those drinks while you were waiting.
I definitely was, because once you're waiting for like 2 hours, I'm like, shit, fine, give me the drink. You know what
That's
I mean?
Why they make you wait, because they they want you aggravated and drunk. So when you're ready to go, it's like a pit bull that they've been, you know, go.
Exactly.
But at least the benefit was you did get to see the music, right? I think you always got to weigh out the pros and cons. So while you might have not liked the drama.
Yep. I was so, I know, I was so grateful for that. Cause it's like, you know, Ridiculousness is not a show about me. It's a clip show, you know, we have guests and I don't get to talk about my music a lot. It's like here and there out of so many episodes. And on Love and Hip Hop, I told them, I said, yo, I'm down basically for any shenanigans, whatever, but like, please just give me the music looks. Like, that's really why I'm doing this, like, to finally get to showcase my music on TV. Because TV does help a lot when, you know, I put out two songs on that show and they did great. So I was really happy about that, you know.
So even as far as dating, you were okay with those shenanigans?
A little bit, yeah. You know, I don't want to blast the show. I like the people I worked with, so you know.
So you did put out a couple of songs, and let's talk about it because the music sounds different now.
Thank you.
You know, so what is this new sound from Chanel West Coast?
Well, I'm singing a lot more. That's mm-hmm. definitely part of my new sound. I think that, you know, a lot of people don't know the reason I started rapping. I've done music my whole life, but I didn't really know how to write like a singing song. Like I didn't know where to begin with these melodies. Like, so, and I've always wrote poetry since I was a little girl. So I was like, okay, I did hip hop dance. I write poetry. It kind of like the rapping just kind of was like a more natural thing for me. But, I've had a lot of resistance as a rapper. So I had a lot of producers and people tell me, you know, maybe you should sing more and do more of that. And I basically, like, I really, like, honed in on my craft of writing and getting better at writing, singing stuff, too. So there's going to be, like, a lot more of that on my upcoming album.
Why do you feel like you've gotten so much resistance? Because there has been other women of your caliber that have gotten into the field and have been able to be successful at it. What do you think was the biggest drawback for people from you?
You know, I think that, like, because I'm on, like, these shows where I'm, like, really happy and, like, giggling and laughing a lot. And, like, obviously, if you're hanging out around Rob Dyrdek and Stilo, you're going to be laughing and happy 24/7, you know. And I think a lot of people were just, like, confused, like, why is this girl a rapper? Like, what's your struggle? Where do you come from? You know, like, you're, like, this, like, little white girl on TV making good money. But it's, like, people don't know I was rapping since I was a broke ass, like, with not shit, you know. So, so I think that, like, being on TV and it just makes people see you in a different light. Like a lot of people, like, I think look at me like I'm some little, like little rich girl or something. And it took seasons of a lot of work on MTV to finally make a good amount of money, you know?
Because them first couple seasons, girl, yeah. it wasn't it.
I was still working retail my first couple seasons of
Factory
just so I could have enough to live. LA is an expensive place, you know?
Right.
So I think it was really just like, being on these comedy shows that were so happy all the time that, like, then you hear me on my music, I'm a little bit more mad or something. Maybe people are like, whoa, this is a complete different person. But obviously you don't see my struggle or you don't get to really even see me around other women on Fantasy Factory and Ridiculousness. So I come off looking more cutesy because I'm the only girl with the guys, you know. So I think it was really just that. Like, that's what I think people just, they couldn't put my personality, like, they couldn't get it, you know.
Well, this is lip service, and so let's talk about one of your songs, No Plan. Okay. Yeah. So what's a good night with Chanel West Coast when there's no plans? What do you like to do?
You know, I'm a chill girl. Definitely when there's no plans, I'm trying to watch some good movies, get my mind off of everything, because that's really the only time I stop thinking so hard is when I get into, like, a good show or a good movie. And obviously, if there's a cute guy to watch with, that's a great thing, too, so...
What's a great date night for you for all the guys out there?
Definitely, I like when the guy puts some effort into it. I like doing different things. You know, obviously everything's closed now, so you have to get extra creative. And I think that that's been funny to see, too, during this pandemic. Like, just, you know, there's a couple guys have asked me on dates and stuff, and I'm like, yo, we can't go to dinner, like, 80 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get a little bit creative and do something different. So that's what I'm kind of waiting to see, I guess you could say, what these guys get creative with next.
Wow.
You said a cute guy. I want to know, what's your ideal cute guy?
You know, that's a good question. My friends will joke around, like, all my past boyfriends have been, I've basically dated, like, every race on the planet. I've had a Mexican boyfriend, a black boyfriend, a Scottish boyfriend. You know,
so Scottish.
I really don't have a type, but... what makes me attracted is somebody funny. Like, I've had some hot guys come, like, try to holler at me and, like, they're so boring. I'm like, you're cute, but, like.
So looks don't matter so much. You'll be okay with a guy that's not a looker.
Yeah, like, I mean, my friends will also joke I might have had an ugly boyfriend before. But I thought he was so funny and dope, you know? So,
That is true. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, though. Somebody with a great personality, I think, will always trump somebody who's good looking with a bad personality.
Yes, that's true. Sure.
I like boring, fine, gorgeous, fine. That's my type.
You said boring, fine.
Well, then you go
stupid sometimes. They be a little dumb, but they look good. They got a six pack.
That's you belong in LA. You belong in LA.
She loved it in LA.
Yeah,
have you ever been with somebody that you liked them only for sex?
You know, I think that's why I fell in love with my first love, probably, was for sex. We definitely had the best sex out of all my relationships. But
your first boyfriend ever, he was the best?
No, my first love.
Your first love. Okay.
You know, like, he was, like, my first soulmate. Like, I knew he was my soulmate. I think that's how I knew he was my soulmate. So I was like, oh, like, I'm, like, addicted to this person, you know?
You know what? I was reading this article. They were talking about having orgasms for hours. And I was like, how does a person do that? Like, have you guys ever done that? That's a thing. Like, they
no. What do you mean? Like, for hours?
hold on. Let me, I was just.
Yeah, looking. Break this down.
Because y'all don't want to see my Google searches.
Yeah, if it comes up and you got some nasty shit going on your screen, I'm going to definitely screenshot it.
No, y'all don't want to know, because I'd be like, you know, trying to educate
you nasty bitch. That's not how you found out.
I was reading this article and they said men with deeper voices are more likely to cheat.
Really?
Just to put that out there for you. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about my cheater boyfriends. Do they have deep voices?
Do they have deep voices?
Okay, like, so this was on Men's Health, and yes, I read that. This couple trains people to have hour-long orgasms. So it's a couple, and they teach you how to have these orgasms that last for hours. It says, for 25 and 15 years, respectively, they teach yoga. And they can teach you this over Zoom. We should try this.
No.
Oh, my God. That's
But will it still be good? Because think about it. It's like, you know, things that are good is because you don't have them all the time. Sometimes that's what it is. So if you're having an orgasm for an entire hour, then when you do want to have one, you're like, oh, I just had one for an hour yesterday. Like,
yeah.
Take it. Like, okay, you guys want to know the technique? Everybody, take your thumb. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, wait. Nasty.
No, it says here the technique is fairly basic. You lift up the clitoral hood and very gently stroke the clitoris with one thumb resting at the edge of the vaginal opening. You can also produce the same effect by stroking a penis, emphasizing the underside of the head. Guys love that part, the little hood.
Yeah. So they said just use your thumb on it and like what, thumb them?
I guess. I don't know. They said the key is using a slow, light touch.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever lifted up my clitoral hood.
Put your hood up. I had to.
So you wouldn't want to have an orgasm for an hour?
No, I feel like that takes like the like specialness out of it or something.
Agreed.
So, okay, let me ask you this, Chanel. If you have an orgasm, is it over for you during sex or can you do it multiple times?
I mean, I don't know. Definitely not multiple times. It's a struggle. I'm like, for real. I got to keep it real. But I can definitely keep having sex, you know?
Right.
But I don't think there's two. If two happens, like, that's going to be my next love for sure.
Right. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So tell us about your first love. How long ago was this? Why did you guys break up?
Well, my first soulmate, my first love, like, sadly passed away. So, that was my first love. So, he passed away, but, my first soulmate, who I think was by default of the fact that my first love passed away, I really fell for him because we had such a connection on music and comedy. Like, we would make each other laugh forever. Like, we would just tell each other jokes and laugh nonstop. And he was a producer. He made beats, you know, and like we really had chemistry working in the studio. So it was like that was what the connection was. And then obviously, like I said, the sex, once that started, it was like, okay, yeah, like I'm in love. I'm never going anywhere.
Then what happened? Because you left.
Oh. In the theater, yeah. I went on tour. And I think, you know, I think guys get insecure and stuff, you know, when you're like a boss bitch and I'm out on tour and like, he's like still back at home or whatever, even though he's still hustling. I'm like, yo, you're still doing your thing. Like, why do you have to be insecure? But I believe in my heart that that's why he was a cheater. Cause I think he was just insecure that I was so busy around that time. And you know, I don't know. Some guys can't deal with that.
Right. That's tough. Yeah. How did you catch him?
How did we meet?
No, how did you catch him cheating? not catch him.
I was like, well, yeah, that's a good one.
That too. No.
I think that I'm just a detective. I have the best intuition. Mm-hmm. So I started to like sense some shit. You know, he was just acting mad different. And then it's such a long story, but let's just say, do you remember how like on Instagram they had like the photo map and you could like tag where you were and they took that away? Probably.
Yes.
Probably because of some men getting caught up cheating.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. So basically the girl, to make a long story short, when I started to get an idea of who it was, I looked on her map, on her little Instagram map, and I saw that she had posted two pictures from his fucking house.
Wow.
And that's when I lost it. Let's just say I lost it.
That is next level. How silly.
And it was somebody who I was friends with, too. So
no. What did you do, though?
That's crazy. And she knew that was your man. Didn't she know that posting those pictures, you would see him?
I think she was just an idiot that, like, I think, I don't know. Maybe I think she wanted to get the situation caught. Yeah. You know what
But
I mean?
Sometimes you didn't know, though. Sometimes it would geotag you and you didn't even realize. Because one time I had a geotag to my crib. I would never have it go directly to my house. And I seen some pictures on my thing. So back then, when the Instagram was first doing that stuff, it used to do it without you knowing.
Yeah.
So she probably told on herself by mistake.
Maybe. Who knows? But that's how I caught them, so...
Did you do anything, though? Did you, like...
I wish I could... Okay, so this girl... I'm not crazy unless I have to be. But, like...
Okay.
She has the longest hair, and I swear, all I thought about, you guys, I don't want to sound crazy, my friend was like, Janelle, you're on fucking TV. You need to chill out. They were like, you cannot be acting like this. All I would think for, like, a month, I was like, I just need to keep scissors with me, because if I run into her, I'm cutting her hair off. I was like... She has this long-ass real hair, you know, like that, like my hair's fake, you know. So I was just like, if I see this girl, I'm cutting her hair off. And that never happened because I'm pretty sure she moved out of, like, she moved out of LA, like, to, like, downtown, like, out of Hollywood. Because I think she didn't want to run into me, and I'm always all Damn. Around here, so.
So you still haven't seen her since then?
I have not seen her, no.
Well, do you still have the scissors in your bag?
If she was like...
As a matter of fact, I do.
No, just in case she comes to my house.
Is that bitch at your crib?
What is the craziest thing you've ever done because of a guy?
I would say in that situation, just when I broke up with him, I just like broke like two mirrors in his house.
That's bad luck, you know.
Yeah, you done gave yourself bad luck. Karma.
I know. That's what everybody was telling me after. And I'm like, okay, that must have happened because I haven't had good luck with guys after that.
Next time, break the TV.
No, next time, break the windows of his car. Didn't you hear Jasmine Sullivan's song? Like, that's not going to get back to you because it's not a mirror. And then he going to be fucked because he can't go nowhere.
You're right. I wasn't near the car, though. In the heat of the moment, I was near two mirrors.
Okay. The TV, FYI. The TV.
Yeah, you know, Stephanie's right. She's being logical. Don't break anything.
Don't break anything.
The TV in the bedroom, because then the bitch and him can't watch TV. Trust me, I did it, and I know. Like,
that's why I said it, because you did it.
Yeah, get the TV in the bedroom.
But I'm going to say, I've never done something like that, so I don't condone that behavior. Yeah,
that nigga never got a new TV.
I don't condone it either, but it's like, you know, in that moment, you're just so mad, you know, like.
We have to do a disclaimer, like, we don't condone this.
No, not now.
Don't.
Not now, but when it was my turn to do it, I did. It was okay.
I think the craziest thing I've ever done because of a guy is, like, get a tattoo.
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty crazy. How many, Steph?
I think that's stupid. I've been stupid, like, 4 or 5 times.
The stupidest thing, the crazy thing I've done is 4 or 5 times I've gotten a tattoo of a guy.
So yeah, I think that's the soul. Just from my experience, that's crazy.
What about you, Chanel West Coast? Any tattoos?
I hate to join in on that combo.
She said two.
I got one tattoo. It was when I was young. I was like 18. Yeah, I got his name tattooed, but I got it removed since then. It's fully
yeah. Gone. That's the smart thing to do, right? Just cover it up or get it removed.
Yeah, I got it fully removed because it was small enough, so it was easy to get rid of.
That's a good idea if you're going to get one, because sometimes your man would be like, oh, get a tattoo, and I'm going to get one too. Just get it small.
Yeah, don't get a face or some shit.
Don't get a big ass face across your back.
How about the guys that you work with? Because I know you said that your ex had got jealous. So did he feel a way? Because I feel like you work around a lot of men. You assign the Cash Money. Then you got the whole ridiculousness set is all men. So did they play a part of any of that? Like, guys try to holler at you ever?
No, not. They're like my brothers. The boyfriend who I think cheated because he was insecure. So it's funny because he cheated because he was insecure, but he wasn't like controlling or anything. So I don't think that those guys would ever, you know, make him feel any type of way. Cause like I said, they're like my brothers, but yeah, he was just, you know, he really actually let me do my thing. Like when I was working, like for example, like he was there in the studio when I worked with French Montana, and like, he's hilarious. Like just to French will find this funny actually. Like I was dating, we were dating at the time, and he produced the beat of the song I did with French. And he was joking. He goes, yo, go ahead. Just flirt. Get that feature. he was mad cool like that. But I think the reason he did end up cheating was because, like, I was starting to pop off around that time. And, like, I think he got a little insecure or whatever. But yeah, I think French will think that's funny.
I used to tell L'Oreal that, too.
She did try to make me pimp myself out for a feature.
I didn't say pimp yourself.
No, I'm joking.
I always said, look, just don't go by yourself to the studio.
Nigga, I used to not want to even go to the studio with the niggas. Like, it depends on who it was. Like you said, somebody like French. I know French since I was a little girl, so he's like my brother. So that's not, we done went through French phone on this show actually before. Really? So like, people like him is cool, but if it's like people that I don't really know that well, which a lot of guys try to be extra friendly when they don't know you and think that because they see you cool with another dude, you know what I mean? So I've definitely gotten invited out somewhere after 2 a.m. Like, oh, why don't you just stop by my room first? And I'm like, yeah, I'm on my way. Block or delete or they'll never answer that person. But I feel like with certain people, you don't got to worry about stuff like that. But there's a lot.
I think it's hard as a woman because you still want to go to the studio. And a lot of times that's how people get features, right? You just go to the studio. And as a woman, sometimes it's just not as easy. Like guys could do it. They could pop up, hang out, go to the studio, smoke, and then get a feature. As a woman, that's why I used to tell her, I'd be like, go, but just don't go by yourself.
Yeah. Make one of your friends go that want to fuck.
Now, Chanel West Coast, let's talk about you and your new music. And I heard Anchors, and people like that. That was a whole new, different type of sound for you also when you put that out. So what has the reception been like so far? And do you have more new music coming?
Yes, I'm working on my album now. And I actually put Anchors on the album. Even though it came out a little while ago, I felt like people love that song so much. So I wanted to put it on there. But yeah, there's a lot more songs like Anchors, like you know, the melodic, like singing. Like I still try to stay true to like my hip hop roots, you know, even though it's more poppy. Because I was a hip hop dancer since I was 7. My dad was a hip hop DJ in New York.
He wasn't on Hip Hop Harry though.
Hip Hop Harry, that's so funny. But yeah, so the music is still definitely hip hop, and I'm rapping on it. But there's a lot more singing, and there's a lot more softer side to me too. Like I have a lot of party songs in the past, talking shit, and like I still have those on there. But I got a lot of love songs on this album, and then there's a couple serious songs too, like talking about, you know. I have a song called Colorblind that's basically just talking about, like, I don't care what color you are. I love everybody, no matter what race you are. And it's a song about unity and bringing people together. And I have another song that's called Civil War. I know Russ has a song called Civil War. It drives me crazy because I made the song, like, a little while ago. And he ended up coming out with a song called Civil War. And I was like, fuck, I got a song called Civil War. But I'm still going to drop it. And I'm still going to drop it because the subject matter, I think, is very important. It's like, the song's basically about how I feel like, you know, and it's no disrespect to any girls who get naked or, you know, however you pay your bills is how you pay your bills. But I feel like it's just, we're very much in an era where it's so forced, and like even young girls feel like that's what they have to do to get attention is to get naked. And so the song is really just, it's a song for women about like just empowering women and like letting them know, like, you don't have to like be like all these other bitches, you know, like you could use your brains and like start a business or like do other things, you know? So yeah, so I have more like deeper songs on this album that I think will like let people see like another side of me.
So you don't have an OnlyFans?
I do not.
I'm trying to say that you was promoting this OnlyFans page about to drop. And then
I was going to say that's counterproductive kind of.
And you told us to vote.
No, no. You know, and that's not, like I said, no disrespect to anybody who has anything. I just feel like I know I've been blessed to be on Ridiculousness and make good money for a very easy job. And I'm like, I don't need to go and like get naked for a little bit more money. Like, I'd rather like finally start making money like off my music. You know what I'm saying?
People are making money. I was looking at that OnlyFans list of how much money people are making. It is insane.
I just want to tell y'all that Ange called me today and told me she was going to join OnlyFans.
Yeah, because my taxes, I have to pay a lot of taxes.
She said, I have taxes, and we came up with the idea that OnlyFans was the best solution for her. So everybody go follow her and subscribe to her page right now. She's gonna show.
Like, honestly, like, but some of the top people on it, like Cardi B, she's not showing nothing.
So I haven't checked out. So I'm like, so you're just making money to what? Just to be in a bathing suit? Like,
you don't even have to do that. You could do whatever you want. It's just basically being a content creator, and people are paying. So there's guys on there. You know, there's people like The Dream put out his album and he used OnlyFans as a way to promote.
Angela, go put the bathing suit on.
I feel like with OnlyFans, when you already have a following and people who support you, it just rolls over. Like, you don't have to use a dildo or be naked. You just be yourself and your supporters are still going to.
But if you use the dildo, then that's like a bonus.
Yeah. I feel like, you know what, if you have nice feet,
the girls who are doing porn on OnlyFans are girls who nobody knows. They're not really, you know, they're not really working in entertainment. They're doing porn on OnlyFans, you know?
But hold on, no, Tiger is the number three earner and he's showing his dick, right?
Is he showing his dick?
That's what they said.
There was a sex tape that leaked, but I don't think he put it on his OnlyFans.
They said that he leaked it to advertise the shit he got going on OnlyFans.
Because I think he just has a bunch of naked girls on there. I don't think he's showing his dick.
No, he's showing himself, too.
I saw his dick. I looked at it, and it was interesting.
His dick is big.
I'm not going to name who I was with, but I was with a guy. And I was like, oh, Tiger's dick came out. He's like, oh, let me see it. And I'm not going to say who it is.
Niggas wanted to see, because they were talking about it on Twitter. Like, yeah. I know about three niggas that I just sent it to them on some funny shit. They were like, why would you send me that shit? But you look.
They look like, Chanel West Coast, is it weird when you know some of these guys in real life, and then their dick pic is online, and then you see
it? It is kind of funny. Like the Chris Brown one, I was like, oh, now I know.
A little breezy in here.
Chris is, you know, Chris was, he got a lot of attention for that one. Like, I think he was the most popular one, to be honest.
You think so? Was he the most popular one?
Or him or Trey, right?
Safari had a pretty circulated one as well.
I think Safari had the most popular one, right?
But let's see if Tiger takes the
cake. He was on Love and Hip Hop the same time as you. Was y'all on the same? Y'all was on the same season, right?
Yeah, we were. We did a song together that season.
But they didn't try to get y'all to be boyfriend or girl. I feel like they always try to link people up relationship wise.
No, we're just good friends. Okay. Yeah, we're just homies.
All right, now let me rub his leg against your leg, if you know what I mean.
No.
Okay. Now, I saw this as a topic, right? Can men be successful and have good dick? Somebody was saying that it's not possible for a man to be successful and have good dick, because then he doesn't have time, if he's being successful, to like be good in bed.
What?
Oh, I just saw some people saying this.
No, I think if he's successful, then he's probably like just good at doing shit in general.
Yeah,
I must win at everything.
Yeah, so he's probably good at having sex, right? Like,
no, there's some successful niggas that ain't good at it.
I think the best sex I've ever had is from a pretty successful man.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm in there
for sure. I think I might have to agree.
I will say, though, the busier that you get, the harder it is sometimes to have good sex.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. Yeah, you get tired, I feel like. I used to not understand, and I'd be like, Angela, what are you talking about? Just you went to sleep, get up and do whatever you're going to do. But now I'd be like, I can't
do
that.
Now she does morning radio too, and now she finally understands.
Yeah, now my stamina is down. Like,
my 16 years of doing morning radio and being exhausted. And then your friends want to go out, and you're like, I have to work in the morning.
You like work or fuck? Which one are you going to choose?
Sleep. I know. You guys got to be there mad early for morning radio, huh? Like, what time?
I when we're in the studio, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but from home, I get up at 5.
Same. So it's the same thing for me.
Yeah, I'm enjoying being home, needless to say.
Yeah. Ain't you supposed to be in the studio, bitch? What the fuck?
I'll be back next week. You know, okay. I had a quarantine from the guys. But do you ever feel like I need some girl time, like, because you're around guys so much?
Yes. I mean, like, when I was on Fantasy Factory, it was even worse because it was, like, all guys. And we even have an all-guy crew, too. So, like, it's like a lot of girls on set, you know? Like, and I have to rush so much, too, on Ridiculousness. Like, the guys, they just put a little powder on, and it's like I'm, like, changing hair and makeup. That's why, like, now, like, I don't know if anybody will notice, but my hair is just the same, like, a lot more now. So I'm like, I don't even care about trying to change it in this 10-minute window. Like, just keep the shit straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now I just keep my hair the same a lot more. So, yes, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle. And I think that makes me wish that I was on a work, like, in a work environment where there's more girls. But I don't know. It's kind of tight, though, too, sometimes being the only girl.
You know, yeah, because you tried that, and look what happened. You was complaining about sitting and waiting with liquor for hours. That's what happened.
Exactly,
So now what are you looking for in a guy? If you could describe, after everything that you've been through, you've been with the cheaters, you've been, you know, coronavirus, and like you said, it's not easy to date. You want somebody that is going to be successful, but yet good in bed at the same time. Yeah. What are some of the things that you look for? Like, what's the ideal man for you?
Ideal man? Definitely.
Funny.
Funny. He's got to be funny. He's got to be, like, successful, you know, have a good head on his shoulders, and definitely be supportive, because that's a big thing. Like, I have big dreams. I'm trying to do a lot in my life, and I don't want to be with any guy that, like, is intimidated. Like, I need to – I've realized at this point – I have to be with somebody that's more of a boss than I am. Like, no more. I'm humble. Like, I'm like, I'll date regular guys. Like, they don't have to be like an athlete or fucking rapper or something. But I'm at that point where I'm like, damn, maybe I need to fucking date an athlete or a rapper or somebody who's more above me, so that I don't deal with these guys getting intimidated, you know, like, and trying to hold me back from what I'm trying to do.
What's your DMs looking like?
They're crazy. And they're all over the place. Like, it is, if you, I'm like, damn, like, I'm like, it's abroad. I guess it's funny because I don't have no type, but, like, there is no, you should see the like, it's all different types of guys in my DM. I'm like.
Anybody good?
Wait, what?
Anybody good?
yes.
A couple good people, but, yeah, like, they don't live in the state, and this, it's been crazy with, you know, the pandemic, and there are people that are, like, on, you know. They got to get tested a lot for work and stuff.
So that sounds like NBA, NFL-ish.
They're in bubbles.
Do you take these guys serious, though? Like, if they reach out to you in your DM?
Oh, I've had a bunch of, like, you know, these type of guys, like, reach out to me, and I don't take half of them serious because sometimes they approach me in a way where I'm like, do you guys think I'm, like I'm just, like, a little hoe or something? Like, I'm like, ask me to dinner. Like, what's up, you know?
Right.
Like, what are they approaching you with, though? Like, what's the opening line?
Some shit, like, I've had, and I will never diss nobody or name names. I'm not a name dropper like that. But, like, literally hitting me up, like, come through the studio at, like, 2 in the morning. I'm like, I film Ridiculousness tomorrow, and I got a 6 a.m. call time.
Oh, niggas don't care about that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that bitch, though. Like, why do you think I'm about to just hop up and come meet you at the studio at 2 a.m.? Like, it's just, like, almost disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, I don't like when people approach me like that. Like, I need a classy guy that's going to be like, hey, would you like to get dinner sometime? Or da-da-da-da.
Yeah, get to know me.
Yes, exactly.
You almost made me fall out with one of my dudes because we was watching Ridiculousness, and he was like, I think she's just so cute. I'm like, who's so cute? Like, who? 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 Rob? Like, he was like, no, I was just saying she's pretty. Like, how?
Tell him thanks, I guess.
Okay. No, I'm not going to tell him.
She really came out here. Yeah, she really came out here to drag you.
Look, no, I wouldn't have to walk around with scissors because, you know, I'll be walking around with scissors.
No. So what is next, though? I know you are planning to put out a project sometime in the future, right? An album. So tell us what's next for Chanel West Coast.
Definitely this album is what's next, and after I drop this album, there's a lot of songs on it. I've had a couple friends joke with me, they're like, bitch, you think you're Chris Brown? So there's a lot of songs on the album, so my goal is to just, I really want to put out a visual for, like, every song on the album. So I'm gonna kind of stretch this album out, you know. There's been a couple albums where they did that, like that Rihanna Antsy album, like they stretched that for a good time, and they were dropping single after single to the point where, like, wait, was this on the last album still? It was, like, a year and a half later, you know? So I really want to put like my time into putting out really great visuals for every song on this album, because all these songs like mean so much to me. So I'm just really like trying to 100% have my music in the forefront. And now I have so much time. I got a studio in my house now. So
okay.
Yeah. So during the pandemic, as soon as we were on lockdown, I went on Amazon and was like, I'm buying everything I need to make music.
Good thing you did that quick, because a lot of that stuff probably went as the pandemic continued. All the workout equipment is gone. Studio equipment.
I could have found a jump rope.
Everything was sold out, so I'm happy I got that shit right away. And I actually made some of the songs on my album are like the dopest songs I think I've ever made, and I made it during the pandemic in my house in this little like room downstairs.
Are you recording yourself, or do you have somebody that comes and helps you out with that?
No, I have an engineer. I tried to start recording myself. That shit is hard.
Trust me, I know.
It's like I can do it, but like it just takes so much time.
It takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give mad props to anybody who records themselves. Like they deserve a lot. Okay.
Look, you know what I learned during the pandemic? Like I ain't had no choice, so it was just kind of like, what you gonna do?
Yeah, well, I have my engineer lives right down the street, so like
lucky, that's dope.
I got lucky, and he needed work really bad too. So then I felt like I kind of almost felt like I wanted to help him too. So then it like kept me from learning even more, because I'm a nice person, you know. I was like, you know, I want to help him out, because the studio he works at closed down, but I think eventually I'm gonna get more into like learning how to record myself, because it's dope to know. To be able to, I get an idea in the morning and like, I'm like, fuck, I'm like, I need to record this right now, you know?
You should definitely like, since you paying him, just get him to teach you. Like, not that you don't need him, you can't still have him around, but it's nothing like being able to do stuff for yourself. And I'm not gonna lie, I used to be like, I'm never gonna know how to do that. It's too much. But once you do one thing, it gets so easy, because you're like, oh, this is it. And I feel like once you get the hang of one thing, it kind of rolls into the next.
Yeah.
So what do you think are some misconceptions about you?
I guess the biggest misconception is like, I think people like look at me and like see like maybe like a Kylie Jenner, like little rich girl or something. Because I get that a lot. Like people, I've had people make comments too where they're like, I did an interview one time and it was like a black dude and he was like, oh, I bet your dad would freak out if you brought a black guy home. And I'm like, well, I don't think so. My stepmom's black. So I don't think my dad would be very mad about that.
Neither would Kylie Jenner's parents, by the way.
Yeah, like I come from a diverse family, and I just.
Her mother's.
Like, what?
Huh? She said Kylie Jenner's parents wouldn't care either. I said her mother's. I corrected you.
The correct way, yes. They're both parents.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think it's just like this, like a, like this little, like, I don't know, like girl next door type thing that people see. And like, I don't know, that's like a big, like, I did not grow up like that. Like, you know, I grew up kind of ratchet, I guess you could say.
What do you mean grew up ratchet?
You know, I was like a crazy kid. Like I was like a little baby kid. Like, I just think that people like are really judgy by how people look. And that's what I've dealt with a lot in my life. You know, it's just people see me and they just like, I don't know, treat me like I'm like really like extra privileged or something. Like, you know, I'm like, I grew up struggling. I support my mom, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, it's a weird energy I get sometimes where people come off like they think I'm like spoiled or something almost, you know? And I don't think people realize that I've worked really fucking hard. Like when Rob asked me to be on Fantasy Factory, I literally was I had a change scrounged up to go to McDonald's. Like, you know, so I really like started from nothing. And I think that that's just, yeah, like that's what people don't get. I think they just think I had it easy and I didn't.
Are you still Young Money? Like, are you still cool with everybody?
I'm definitely cool with Wayne. I love him to death. There was like, it's such a complicated long story, like with Young Money, but basically I don't like to bring up the past or bring up things, but I did used to have like the same management as Wayne and Nicki, and let's just say there was conflicts of interest. Mm-hmm. So that like caused like a little bit of a rift with my relationship with Young Money, but I'm still mad cool with Wayne.
What do you mean by conflicts of interest?
Yeah.
That's what I was told by, you know.
So you don't even get it. You're like, I don't understand.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't really speak on it fully, but.
Sometimes it is hard to be on a label with somebody and have the same management.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I understand. I understand why somebody might be mad or whatever, but, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Was this before or after you started doing the reality TV stuff and all that?
With Young Money, when I started with them?
Yeah, like when the rift started.
Oh, yeah, I was already on, I was on TV. I had just started Ridiculousness, and I just started working with, you know, my old management that got me with Young Money, the ones who, like, brought me to Wayne. And, yeah, it was, I don't know, it was weird. Like, it was, like, first thing I'm being told, like, yo, you're about to be Young Money. Like, we're about to make this happen. Like, telling me, like, I'm about to, like, be the next big thing type thing, you know? And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, it's a conflict of interest. We can't represent you anymore. So I was kind of left hanging, I guess you could say, in that sense. And that wasn't Wayne's fault. Like, I love Wayne to death, and I still am mad cool with him. But there was just, like, some complications with certain people just not, like, I guess, liking me. So
was it any female rappers on the label, maybe?
No. I'm gonna leave it a no comment because I've been told I talk too much.
Okay. Oh, man. All right, we know, we get it.
Yeah.
Well, what is the name of the album?
It's called America Sweetheart.
Oh, okay. That's what we've been talking about this whole time.
Yep.
Well, now you wonder why people don't think you're ratchet.
So that's why I called it that, though. So it's kind of like an oxymoron, you know? Like, I feel like I called it that because people are like, oh, you're like America's Sweetheart. And it's like, well, I'm the new America's Sweetheart, you know? Like, listen to what I'm talking about on this album, and that's what America's Sweetheart should be, you know?
It got to be like, about. It got to be like America's whore. Not calling you a whore, but like, it has to be something. I'm not calling her a whore. I'm just saying.
America's whore. What kind of name is that?
It's something that's going to make you feel like it's not a good girl.
Whores can be good girls too, right?
It's
can
like we, an oxymoron. It's like an oxymoron.
Can we just do one remix record on there and call it America's Whore?
No. And L'Oreal will get on it.
I'll jump on that thing.
And we'll premiere it on OnlyFans.
There we go.
There we go. We got everything mapped out. Well, we appreciate you, Chanel West Coast. I know we've been trying to plan this for a minute, so we're excited to hear what you have coming up next.
Thank
America's
you.
Sweetheart. We don't know the exact release date, but I feel like it's coming soon.
Yes, it's coming very soon. Very soon.
And make sure you guys check out the new music that she's been putting out. It's a different type of vibe. So.
And she's going to shoot a video right there under that neon light.
Mess up those sheets.
Woo!
They have an orgasm for an hour.
Whoa.
I mean, I wish. That's not happening.
All right, it's lip service, y'all.
Bye, nice talking to you.
Bye, thank you.